Up next from the 404A radio station is Claire's This I Believe essay. Claire, a fifth grader living in NYC, wrote her This I Believe essay as one of her school assignments. Her essay explains the importance of courage, including a personal moment where she faced a challenge, and courage guided her through it.
The Vial of Courage. Courage starts out hidden deep in your heart. Every single time you are brave and courageous, no matter how large or small the act is, the original amount of courage inside of you multiplies. I believe that people should reach out of their comfort zone once in a while and that they should have the courage to try new things. I remember a life-changing event I had experienced a few years ago when I was in first grade. It was in the spacious local playground which I live right next to. I invited a few of my best friends to go to the playground with me. We had found some wooden blocks, and we decided to build a huge fort with them. When we weren't guarding our precious pile of blocks, a group of girls suddenly took some of our blocks to add to their pile. We didn't even realize what the girls had done until one of my friends pointed out that we had lost a slanted block which we were planning to make a drawbridge. We were slightly annoyed and definitely frustrated, but the most dominant feeling beating through our hearts in unison was hopelessness. I didn't know how we would ever get our blocks back again. The girls looked bigger, older, and stronger than all of us added together. They were scary and intimidating, with tight-lipped smiles, fierce expressions, and their hands on their hips. They towered over us daringly. We found the courage to stand up for ourselves. We were nervous and timid as we approached the other half of the playground where the other group of girls were building their castle. Can we please have our blocks back? I stammered quietly, unsure if they would hear me or not. I felt so small at first, but by the end, I felt invincible. We felt victorious standing there that moment. We had built up the courage to defend ourselves, and even before they gave any response, we felt much more powerful. Sorry, they said apologetically in low voices. They looked sincere as they handed back a few blocks. Suddenly, these fierce, scary girls didn't look quite so intimidating anymore. They looked friendly and shy. It's okay. We forgave him quickly as we went back to finish our fort with the blocks. With the blocks that were returned to me that day came my realization that I had a vial of courage. Since that moment in my life, I have learned how to find my small vial of courage tucked way down inside of me and use it to overcome challenging situations. I now know that for every problem I face, I can reach down for that courage and use it to face and beat any problem. Over the years, I have used courage like moonlight in a dark black sky, telling me which way to go. If you reach down deep enough inside of you, you can grasp hold of your courage and use it. If you believe in courage, you can overcome troubles and you can achieve things you would never have achieved before. This I believe.